Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back, Houston. Thank you guys for tuning in. Rick Kamla is out today. You are listening to a Players Only Sports Radio 610, Houston's sports leader, Players Only edition. I got my man Cecil Shorts the third.
Yes, sir.
And my man Wade Smith to my left over here hanging with me today.
I appreciate you keeping that the third in play with Cecil Shorts, because that is that man's name.
Yeah, no, I didn't have it on the rundown. But I got it in, it's etched in my mind, baby. I'm just gonna start calling you Trey or something.
I appreciate that. Yeah, that's cool with me.
It's a CS3, right?
CS3.
There it is.
I was gonna say if you had another kid, you ought to name him Trey, but I guess you're the four. Can we go with quad or something? Can we come up four?
People call him C4. That's kind of cool, like explosive. Like that's kind of a
see,
cool
man,
thing.
Man, I wish my folks would have came up with something creative like that. Instead, they hit me with Clinton. My mom liked Clint Eastwood.
Clint ain't bad, though. I like Clint.
Yeah, but see, my middle name's Jacob. They could have hit me with CJ or
CJ.
Something.
See, CJ would have been cold-blooded.
CJ Sterner.
I had one old-school aunt that called me CJ. She was the coolest one in the bunch. She wasn't popular enough to make it stick, though. Aunt B, you should have worked harder, baby. Hey, here's the deal, though. Hey, look, usually we're talking four panels and eight laces. That's what it's all about here in the city, especially with this players-only crew, but We got to give the Astros a little bit of love, guys. We got to give the Astros a little bit of love. Last night, Wade Miley goes 5 2/3, gives up 10 hits, strikes out 8, walks none. Absolutely, absolutely beautiful. Gives up 3 runs, and most importantly, he got the W. Have you guys had a chance? I mean, Wade Miley's kind of the odd man out here in this group because we hear about the Hall of Famers. We hear about Garrett Cole and the young dude that can just absolutely bring it off the mound. And Wade Miley's just quietly putting a phenomenal season together. I don't have it right in front of me. I believe he's 12-4. At one point, I've lost count. At one point, 18 of 20 outings, he had given up 3 or fewer earned runs. I mean, this guy's quietly putting together a hell of a season and making himself some money.
Yeah, he's definitely done a good job this year. He's a solid performer, and he eats up innings. But you know, with the top three guys that they have in the rotation, those are the guys that the Astros are going to be depending on to get them to that World Series and then eventually win it. Probably he's going to come against the Dodgers. But I think that Wade Miley is a guy that, you know, when the playoffs come around, all bets are off. And so Wade Miley is a guy that, you know, if need be, you can put him in a middle relief situation to where he's pitching 2 or 3 or 4 innings in a long Game 7 or Game 6 type situation. And to have that luxury of a Wade Miley on the roster, that's a great feeling to have if you're an Astros fan and you're watching and you're preparing for this playoff run.
I love the crafty lefty. I was an old baseball guy back in the day, and a dude that could just throw gas, I was like,
You was a pitcher?
No, I was a hitter, Chief.
Oh, okay.
Well, no pitcher, man.
Quarterback.
I was a third baseman, had a hose, didn't know where the hell it was going. You know, the crazy thing is I could throw a football and hit a dime. Today, I could throw a football from I could hit a hula hoop from 30 on a rope right now, 41.
We got to get some video
evidence.
I
don't need no damn video evidence. Put one of them hard-earned 20s. The one thing I had never done, I ain't never earned no money from the Houston Texans. I got some Cowboy stamps. I got some Disney ESPN stamps. I got me some 610 stamps. I'd love to get me some of that Texan money you earned over there.
Clint, you know who you sound like right now.
Who's
right?
That?
You sound like Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
That's
bro.
Cool. I'll be Uncle Rico.
I bet you I throw this football clear over these mountains right
here. I'll be Uncle Rico. But I was going somewhere with that. I can't believe you two doubted me. Y'all put some of that hard-earned money out there.
I didn't doubt you. I'm just telling you what you
y'all
sound like.
Put some of that hard-earned
now.
Money out there on the table. Let me take a picture.
I'll make
show
some money
me.
Off you. I like your confidence.
Show me.
I
like said 30 yards out, hula hoop.
30 yards out, hula hoop. How many shots you going to give me?
I give you 5.
You give me 5 shots? All I got to do is hit 1?
For a dub.
Hey,
for a dub.
Money in the bank. Hey, B-Mac, make that happen, Chief. Get that promo together. It's going to happen. Ain't no doubt about it. Here's where I was going with that, though, is from a baseball player's standpoint, I could not hit the broadside of a barn with a baseball. I was a hitter, man. I wasn't a pitcher. My problem with hitting was when you got a crafty pitcher in there, right or left-hander, that could make the ball dance. You couldn't guess right. Yeah. I mean, he threw 4 or 5 different pitches, so you were always guessing. and it was tough as hell to hit. Guys that tried to throw it by you, I could hit well and go with pitches wherever they were. And so the guy that tried to throw it by, that guy didn't scare me. So it's a crafty lefty. Point is, I've got an abnormal amount of love for my man Wade Miley as it relates to this rotation. Most people would love one of the other three. Wade Miley's my guy. The other thing last night, though, the Astros gave up 14 total hits, which was clearly not a great outing by any in the rotation or any that took the mound. But Harris was able to work out of a first and third jam late in the game. Osuna came in and closed it out, just giving up one hit. I mean, yeah. I think those are things that really are, if there's a concern for this Astros team, is that middle of the rotation and closer Osuna. Those guys have been, I think, inconsistent is putting it mildly at this point. So to see those guys have a good outing and work their way out of jams and the Astros come out with a win on the backside was good to see.
Yeah, you want to see the bullpen get better as the season goes along. You got a little bit of time, got like a month or so to where the games officially start counting and they matter, and it's win or go home. And so you're going to need the bullpen in order to win a championship. You're going to need them to perform well. I mean, you got great starting pitching. You got a great lineup that's going to, you know, give you run support. But at the end of the day, you're going to have to close out ball games. And so you're going to have those late, those mid and late relievers. Right. And hopefully you don't have to use the mid relievers too often because the starters are going, you know, 6-7, you know, innings. But Osuna's got to step up and he's got to play well.
I had an article, guys. I read an article about a week ago that said – like 47%+ of pitches in October in 2018 were thrown by relievers. Right? And that's a lot of pitches that are thrown because obviously the lineups get better. The pitching staffs obviously get better as well, but the rate at which these guys are hitting the rock today is I don't think it's ever been seen before, right?
No.
Other than maybe the juiced up days when guys were hitting 70 home runs.
McGuire and Sammy Sosa, those are good days, man.
That's right. Well, some bad news. Wade, you mentioned the lineup. Some bad news last night. Correa left the game after the first inning with some back soreness. I know the guys this morning, Sean Pendergast and Seth Payne, I know they had a little bit of fun with that. Would Bill O'Brien like this guy? He's got to be available. And boy, we could have – we've had a lot of fun this year in sports talk radio with Correa. And I don't know, Wade, you had a pretty interesting take on this. Mind sharing that with us?
Carlos Correa, he's the gift that keeps on giving, man. And the gift didn't start coming until he started messing with Daniela Rodriguez, bro.
Hey, like, Chief.
I don't remember him being a guy that used to get hurt all the time. YouTube videos, walking around with little army shorts on with his shirt off. Like, what's going on with him? Like, his back's messed up now. Like, you know, Carlos Correa, probably 2 years ago, no question he was going to get a huge deal, break the bank.
Yeah.
And you're going to move forward with him in the lineup for 10 years. You know, now you look at Carlos Correa, you're like, you're going to probably let him go. Pay Springer, give him the money, because Springer's out there day in and day out. You know, you got a guy that you could depend on in Springer. And Correa, he's not available. He's a really talented guy. When he's out there, he has the ability.
Yeah.
But the availability is more important, and it sounds familiar for what we've been talking about.
It does.
Over the past few weeks when it comes to the left tackle of the Houston Texans, you're seeing the same thing with the Astros with Carlos Correa. Like, man, you gotta make yourself available to play, and it's tough, and he can't control injuries. You know, sometimes you can't control them, but you know, getting a massage and breaking your ribs, it just seemed kind of fishy to me, man.
We had Harold Reynolds on the MLB Network, and that dude said he'd had a massage. He would not believe it, but he said he had one of those particular types of massages, and he said that he could see. He actually asked the therapist when he got done, Have you ever broke anybody's ribs? And she said no, but it's very possible if somebody didn't know what they were talking about.
Clint,
I'm just telling you.
Have you ever broken a rib through a massage? Broken anything?
Hell no.
No. Wade, have you ever hurt anything in the massage?
Come on, bro. Like,
I ain't never worn no little camo shorts that look like a diaper.
I ain't never done that either. Yeah,
I can't relate.
I don't know what's going on.
Hey, look. Here's the deal, though. Here's the part of your sale job right there, Wade. That I heard. Was at the end of the day, it's untied and undefeated, my man.
You already know. It is undefeated. Hey, it can't lose.
Correa was doing just fine until his gal came along, and then he got on her YouTube channel and all that, man. It's untied and undefeated. It damn near ruined Mike Tyson. It damn near ruined Michael Jordan. It damn near ruined. Hell, it did ruin Tiger Woods. I mean, it's untied and undefeated. Here's another quick thing from last night. The Astros, they debuted the extension of the protection nets down, I believe, all the way to the foul poles.
On both sides.
Don't correct me. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe it was one of three teams that have done it, and I believe there's seven or eight, maybe even nine more teams that have. It's already penciled in. Their plan is to do it. They've already committed. So debuting that is big time after the yeah. I mean, you guys have kids, so y'all y'all can probably tell me more about it. I'm one that when I first heard of the accident, the ball hitting the kid, I don't register that it was a baby, and I'm just thinking, well, get your eyes out of the phone and all that kind of stuff. And then you hear it's a baby, and you're like, whoa, pump your brakes a little bit, man. That's a little different situation there. So clearly I'm stoked that they made the decision, and it didn't take 10 teams before them making the decision to go ahead and extend those nets.
Yeah, in most situations, I'm the type of guy that I'm a purity of the game type guy. I'm not trying to change a lot of things when it comes to NFL, comes to just sports in general, right. NBA, Major League Baseball. This is one of the cases where, you know, people get upset because, all right, now the view is not going to be as well, and I'm not going to be able to see the game. But this is one of those cases where I think that, you know, this is a change that is needed, and I think it's something that should be implemented throughout Major League Baseball, because there's a lot of people that have been significantly hurt and injured along the first and third base foul lines because of these balls that are getting hit, you know, hundreds of miles an hour. And so I think that it's something that should have been done a long time ago, and glad that the Astros have finally stepped up and done it.
Got it. You're listening to Sports Radio 610, Houston Sports Leader, Players Only Edition. My man Rick Kamla is out. Cecil Shorts the third is in with Wade Smith, and yours truly, Clint Sterner. We're talking about the Astros winning at home last night, 5-4. Again, not the best outing by Wade Miley and the crew, but they give up 14 total hits. They get a W, and sometimes it's all about getting W's when you're not playing your best. One more, I guess, takeaway from last night or report that came out from last night is that Gerrit Cole worked out on the field before the game, and Hinch was quoted saying he is hopeful that Gerrit Cole will start Thursday. Guys, we don't talk enough about the position that the Astros are in, whether it's the front office or the coaching staff, this lineup that they've put together, whether we're talking about the pitching staff or the batting lineup, the roster that they've put together, they have the luxury of, if a guy's hamstring is hurt at all, if there's anything in warmups, you just shelve the guy for a week and get him healthy. That is an unbelievable luxury. I've never played in a pro organization like that. I know both of you guys have, because y'all played in winning organizations. When I was with the Cowboys, it was tough, boy. Every day was tough. 5-11 years, it ain't no damn fun. Don't think that old Dirty Red didn't have a hell of a time talking around that third string quarterback in Dallas, Texas, baby. But 5-11 ain't gonna get you anywhere. But you guys, I mean, obviously you're familiar with what I'm talking about. Have you guys ever been in a situation with a team where you can be very cautious with injuries, knowing you're going to be in the playoffs ready to make a run?
Nah, I think for me, in Jacksonville, I won 15 games in my 4 years in Jacksonville. So we were never in position where we were just loaded at a position.
Damn, Cecil, I won 15-3 in Dallas.
Bro. Oh, we were bad. We went 3-2,
giving
5,
you too much credit,
or something.
Chief.
Yeah.
Giving you too much damn credit. What
I didn't win
until
later in my career.
I will say this, you know, when I was here with the Texans during the Kubiak era, like in 11 and 12, those 2 years, a lot of times Kubiak was the type of coach that he would have guys, you know, we talk about Bill O'Brien's rest days and how he's giving veterans days off and stuff like that. Kubiak's big deal is this: we want to get guys ready prepared for Sundays. And so, you know, missing practice by veteran players that had been tried and true, that was a common occurrence. And so guys not being out there and missing time. Now, as far as missing weeks, in those seasons, in 2011, we had a bunch of guys that missed a bunch of times, and we still had a Super Bowl caliber team. You know, we lost Mario Williams for the season that year. You know, Andre Johnson didn't play a lot of those games that year. He had a hamstring, and so he missed a bunch of time that year. Arian Foster missed time that year. We had a bunch of guys that missed a bunch of games, but we were able to come out there and win ball games because we had so much talent on that roster. You look at that roster, I think we had 9 guys within either that season or the season after or a season or two after on the offense that like 9 guys went to a Pro Bowl. And then on defense, it was like 8 guys, same thing. We had a lot of talented guys on that team. Yeah. So when you were losing guys, you replace them with other guys that could play well. You lose Mario Williams, Brooks Reed comes in, and he has pretty much the best year of his career during his rookie year. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You had guys that were missing time, but guys were stepping in, and that whole next man up mantra was what was going along. And you're seeing the same thing with the Astros with Gerrit Cole missing.
Look, the moral of the story is go get you some dudes that can ball, and you might win a few games.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Find you some dogs. Real quick, Astros. Y'all think they win it all? Y'all think they make that run and win it all? Or do you think they struggle with the Yankees and the Dodgers and the other monsters that are in Major League Baseball right now?
I think top to bottom, they got the best lineup in baseball right now. I think this pitching staff is going to show up and show out when it's time to get down. It'll be a tough – I don't know if you can give up 14 hits versus the Yankees. I think that would be a lot of runs scored. But on a consistent basis, I think the top 3 pitchers, man, they're going to come to play, and I think they'll have a shot. A pretty good shot. I think they're the AL favorite to come out. But they had a pretty good shot at winning the whole thing.
Yeah, even though that the Yankees might win the pennant, they might win home field throughout the playoffs. I don't think that the Astros are going to struggle with them. I think they're on a collision course with the Los Angeles Dodgers. I think it's going to be a rematch from a couple years ago in the World Series, and I think the Astros are going to prevail. I just think that they're starting pitching puts them over the top. The fact that they were able to put a 1-2-3 lineup together. Yeah. That they have. I mean, you can't match that. There's no other teams that can match that. And then when you couple that with how good the lineup is, I mean, it's going to be tough for anybody to beat them 4 times in 7 games.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.